wondrous viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Today we will explore three films starring child heroes. Our first film is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, a 2005 movie adaptation of a 1964 book of the same name, written by Roald Dahl in 1964. Directed by Tim Burton, the film follows Charlie Bucket, played by Freddie Highmore, a serene boy who lives with his bedridden grandparents and hardworking parents near the famous Willy Wonka chocolate factory. They live in very humble conditions and can barely put enough food on the table. Grandpa Joe, played by David Kelly, tells Charlie of the days that he worked for Willy Wonka, portrayed by Johnny Depp. Willy Wonka is the most popular and innovative candy maker in the world. He operated the largest factory in the world until he closed it down 15 years ago. No one has been seen coming in or out of the factory's premises since, though it continues to produce and ship the best chocolate to all corners of the world. One day, Willy Wonka announced a contest involving five golden tickets placed in random Willy Wonka chocolate bars.
Dear people of the world, I, Willy Wonka, have decided to allow five children to visit my factory this year. In addition, one of these children shall receive a special prize beyond anything you could ever imagine. Five golden tickets have been hidden underneath the ordinary wrapping paper of five ordinary Wonka bars. These five candy bars may be anywhere, in any shop, in any street, in any town, in any country, in the world.
The kids who find the special tickets would gain the precious opportunity to bring a family member along and spend an entire day with the genius, Willy Wonka, in his mysterious factory. A lucky winner will be given a grand prize at the end of the visit. In the ensuing Willy Wonka chocolate purchasing frenzy, the first four tickets are quickly found. The recipients are Augustus Gloop, played by Philip Weigratz, an overweight boy who constantly eats candy. Veruca Salt, played by Julia Winter, a wealthy, demanding English girl who gets everything she wants.
Where's my golden ticket? I want my golden ticket!
Violet Beauregard, played by Anna Sophia Robb, a competitive American gum chewer.
I'm a gum chewer, mostly. But when I heard about these ticket things, I laid off the gum. Switched to candy bars.
And Mike Teevee, played by Jordan Fry, a robust American technology whiz.
All you have to do is check the manufacturing dates, offset by weather, and the derivative of the Nikkei index.
With a stroke of luck, Charlie finds the last golden ticket. Thus, he prepares to go to the factory with the overjoyed Grandpa Joe. The golden ticket holders enter Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, putting into motion a series of situations that bring giggles to the audience. As Willy Wonka gives them a tour of his amazing factory, they meet the Oompa Loompas, miniature people from an exotic land that work there. Willy Wonka takes his guests to see his various inventions in the making. Through the tour, we learn of Willy Wonka's childhood with a dentist father.
Willy Wonka hadn't thought about his childhood for years.
Ruthie, Veronica, Terence, and who's that under the sheet? Little Willy Wonka.
In addition, the children run into trouble when they do not heed Willy Wonka's advice, rendering them unable to continue the adventure. Soon, only Charlie and Grandpa Joe are left with Willy Wonka.
Mr. Wonka, Charlie is the only one left now. You mean you're the only one?
Yes.
What happened to the others? Oh, my dear boy, that means you've won. Oh, I do congratulate you. I really do. I'm absolutely delighted. I had a hunch, you know, right from the beginning. Well done.
What will be the grand prize? Can Willy Wonka heal his relationship with his father? And will Charlie's family ever find the means to make ends meet?
Heavens, I haven't seen bicuspids like these since... Willie?
Hi, Dad.
All these years, and you haven't flossed.
Not once.
The film features a mesmerizing soundtrack by Grammy Award-winning Danny Elfman. All the Oompa Loompas are played by Deep Roy, who repeated the same movements hundreds of times, with each performance being put together digitally to achieve what we see on screen. The surreal world of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is also depicted through the detailed set, such as the rickety home of the Buckets and the vibrant Chocolate Factory. The resulting production is a fascinating tale of the preciousness of family.
Chocolatier has to run free and solo. He has to follow his dreams. Gosh darn the consequences. A look at me. I had no family, and I'm a giant success.
So if I go with you to the factory, I won't ever see my family again.
Yeah. Consider that a bonus.
Then I'm not going. I wouldn't give up my family for anything. Not for all the chocolate in the world.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was nominated for 31 awards, including an Academy Award and Golden Globe Award, and won 9 others. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Cinema Scene will be right back after these brief messages. Welcome back, brilliant viewers. Our next feature is the 1985 adventure film entitled The Goonies, directed by Richard Donner, with Steven Spielberg as executive producer. The story introduces us to a group of kids from the Goondocks, a neighborhood in Astoria, Oregon, USA. The friends call themselves the Goonies and consist of Mikey, portrayed by Sean Astin, who is determined to save the Goondocks. Mouth, played by vegetarian Corey Feldman, a mischievous boy who can also speak fluent Spanish. Data, played by Jonathan K. Kwan, who idolizes James Bond and has invented many gadgets. And Chunk, a clumsy Goonie, played by Jeffrey Cohen, who is known for making up extravagant stories.
More amazing than the time Michael Jackson came over your house to use the bathroom.
More amazing than the time you saved those old people from that nursing home fire.
Their families are all facing foreclosure on their homes from the expanding Astoria Country Club. On their last days together, the kids are left at Mikey's home under the care of his older brother, Brandon, played by Josh Brolin. They are playing in Mikey's father's attic when they discover an old newspaper clipping and an ancient Spanish map. Mikey is convinced that these are clues to find a lost fortune belonging to the legendary One-Eyed Willie, which according to the map in the newspaper is located right in their local region. Mikey finally convinces his friends to join him in a final Goonie adventure to find the lost treasure in hopes of saving their family's homes.
How would we find it? But what if? You guys, just what if this map could lead to One-Eyed Willie's rich stuff?
Maybe.
Then we wouldn't have to leave the Goondocks.
The Goonies follow the map to an abandoned seaside restaurant and are soon joined by Brandon and his classmates, Andy, played by Carrie Green, and Steph, played by vegetarian actress Martha Plimpton. They find that the restaurant is the hideout of the Fratellis, who are wanted by the police. When they see the Fratellis leave, they send Chuck to get help. However, he runs into the two Fratellis brothers, who take him back to the restaurant for questioning.
Look, mister, I need a ride. My friends and I just had a run-in with these really disgusting people. You might have heard of them, the Fratellis. Well, we found their hideout. And could you please, please take me to the sheriff's station? I can describe all three of them.
The rest of the Goonies escape through a path underneath the restaurant. The cavern is filled with dangers, but it also turns out to be the path to One-Eyed Willie's treasure. Meanwhile, the Fratellis manage to get Chuck to tell them about the treasure. They lock him up in the basement with their underprivileged brother Sloth and begin to pursue the rest of the Goonies for the treasure. How will Chuck be able to escape? And with the Fratellis hot on their heels, can the rest of the Goonies make it safely to the treasure and save their neighborhood from foreclosure? The Goonies is an exciting adventure filled with humor as the young protagonists work to overcome obstacles in their often comedic race to the treasure. The movie conveys a tale of friendship and love for our irreplaceable homes. The film won a Young Artist Award and a Saturn Award in 1986 and was nominated for 5 other prizes. Our final film of the day is A Little Princess. This 1995 production was directed by Alfonso Cuarón and is loosely based upon the novel of the same title by Frances Hodgson Burnett. It is also influenced by the 1939 cinematic version with Shirley Temple.
Very long time ago, there lived a beautiful princess in a mystical land known as India.
Audiences meet Sarah Crewe, played by Liesl Matthews, a British girl living happily in India with her widower father, Captain Crewe, portrayed by Liam Cunningham. However, due to the circumstance, her father must leave Sarah at the same boarding school that her mother attended in New York, USA. Before he departs, Captain Crewe gives his beloved daughter a doll named Emily to keep her company, saying that she can contact him through the doll. Sarah's intelligence and kind nature quickly make her the most popular girl in her new school. However, this is not to the liking of the strict headmistress, Miss Minchin, portrayed by Eleanor Braun, who orders the children to follow numerous rules. Nevertheless, all the girls flock to Sarah's room every night to hear her tell fascinating stories. Becky, the servant girl, played by Vanessa Lee Chester, whom no one is allowed to speak with, also secretly listens to Sarah through the door. Sarah brings her classmates much joy and tells them that regardless of who they are, every girl is a princess.
I am a princess. All girls are. Even if they live in tiny old attics, even if they dress in rags, even if they aren't pretty, or smart, or young, they're still princesses. All of us. Didn't your father ever tell you that? Didn't he?
But everything changes on her birthday when a messenger tells Miss Minchin that Captain Crewe is believed to have lost his life and that his assets have been frozen, leaving Sarah without a family and penniless. Miss Minchin immediately makes Sarah a servant like Becky, taking all of her possessions and forbidding all of the girls to contact her. Sarah begins to lose her faith and confidence and stops believing in the wonders of her stories that had brought hope to the other girls. However, she develops a close sisterly relationship with Becky and also finds magical comfort in an Indian immigrant and his monkey living next door. Will Sarah ever reawaken to the princess within herself and all other girls? Will she ever rediscover her everlasting connection with her father? A Little Princess is a heartwarming film that embraces the power and imagination within each individual. The movie will touch viewers to tears and foster an appreciation for a loving family and friends. The production was nominated for 2 Oscar awards in 1996. It won the 1995 Los Angeles Film Critics Association Awards for Best Music, Best Production Design, and the New Generation Award.
Princess Sarah, we'd like to present you with something we rescued in a most dangerous adventure.
Our very own crusade.
Risking all our lives.
And mine, too.
All are the best friends anyone could ever ask for.
It's all right. It's just my little monkey friend, Hanuman.
Where did he come from?
Right next door. Look, Hanuman likes to come and visit me all the time.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, The Goonies, and A Little Princess are 3 marvelous films that feature innocent adventures of children, each highlighting the empowering preciousness of our loved ones in our lives. Cherished viewers, it was a joy having you with us on Cinema Scene. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, up next after Noteworthy News. May your days be blessed with faith, hope, and light.